Chris Leesburg is the district wildlife biologist in Sitka. He oversees the Readout Lake Fertilization Project. Readout Lake is an unusual body of water.
The top one-third of the lake is freshwater, and the bottom two-thirds is saltwater.
This happens because saltwater is denser than freshwater. The technical term for a lake like Readout is meromitic. In some meromitic systems, the different layers of water might mix at times, but not so at Readout. The freshwater lens at the top of the lake supports the reproductive cycle of the sockeye. The bottom of the lake is a sort of no man's land.
They come back, they spawn, they die. Their carcasses provide this great nutrients. Well, we're losing a lot of it to the bottom of the lake. It gets into this anoxic saltwater environment, and we lose it.
As a result, the Readout Lake sockeye system is deceptively small, given the overall size of the lake. Leesburg says the optimum capacity for Readout is from 7,000 to 25,000 returning fish. Anything more does not really contribute to larger runs. So this year, with a projected return of 80,000 fish, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has already held two commercial seine openings. Leesburg says commercial fisheries are written into the sockeye management plan created by the state, the Forest Service, and other stakeholders over 10 years ago.
When we get a year or like a year like this, we have options to open up to either, well, more fish for subsistence fishermen and potentially for commercial fisheries as well. And right now, we're 80,000 plus fish. It's a good year to open up for commercial fishermen.
The subsistence bag limit has also been raised this year to 25 fish per day or 100 per household for the season. Additionally, the Forest Service has, for the second year in a row, issued an emergency order banning dogs from coming ashore within a half mile of the falls. The six Forest Service employees working on the weir have established a strict bear hazing protocol. Loose dogs upset that discipline and can antagonize bears. Leesburg says the weir crew has, over the course of several years, trained the Readout bear population to respect air horns.
So when you're out there dip netting or fishing or whatever, and you hear air horns, it's one of two things. It's our crew coming to the weir, so we blow air horns to notify the bears that we're coming to the weir. It is our time to be on the weir. We're trying to be the dominant species out there at that point. I don't want my crew out there working with bears 5-10 yards away. So we have this, you know, blow the air horn, and also, so when we're on the weir, and if a bear does pop out, we blow air horns, shoot them in a rump with a rubber slug, and blow the air horns again. And that does the trick.
And the trick for fishermen, says Leesburg, is to take advantage of this pattern.
Bring an air horn with you. The bears out there, they see the air horn and they get scared because they associate it with a rubber slug to the rump, which is not very pleasant for them.
One wild card in the Readout formula this year is the massive landslide in May, which blocked the inlet stream, prime spawning ground for sockeye. A 55-acre lake has formed behind the slide. Leesburg says this is not necessarily bad news for fish. He says the downed old-growth timber resembles a huge beaver dam.
There's a lot of fear from people who really don't understand how fish migrate, that beaver dams can create migration barriers. And in a lot of cases, that's not true. In fact, the beaver dams can create great fish habitat, and fish will find their way through them, even big fish. And I think that's going to be the case with this slide.
A Forest Service team will conduct surveys of spawning activity in the lake to confirm this idea. Leesburg says state wildlife troopers have been more active at Readout than in past years, and several people have already been cited for failing to obtain their free subsistence permits at the local ADF&G office. He also doesn't think fishermen need to be overly competitive looking for good spots on the falls. Leesburg says he's no expert dip netter by any means, but there are so many fish around that he's managed to get a few anyway. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.